The Manatee River runs for 36 miles through central Manatee County. It collects the rain that flows off more than 360 square miles of land in the watershed and delivers the water to Tampa Bay. The river is home to a variety of wildlife, including snook, redfish, trout, birds, and, of course, manatees. They all need clean water to thrive. A healthy watershed is important for our drinking water, too. Part of the Manatee River watershed drains into the Lake Manatee Reservoir, which supplies most of the drinking water for Manatee County. Human development has altered many of the watershed's historical natural systems, such as forested uplands and wetlands that help filter out water pollution before it drains into the river. Today, the Manatee River watershed has a mix of natural, urban, agricultural, and mining areas. In urban areas along the river, seawalls have replaced many of the naturally sloped vegetated shorelines, reducing habitat for fish and birds. With increased development, nutrient pollution within the river and bay has increased. Nutrients in stormwater runoff come from fertilizer, leaking septic tanks, decaying lawn debris, and pet waste. Excessive nutrients in our waterways contribute to harmful algal blooms that block sunlight and kill seagrass. Then, as algal blooms decay, the water is robbed of the oxygen that fish and crabs need to survive. My name is Darcy Young, and I work in public outreach for the Sarasota Bay Estuary Program. We can help protect and restore water quality in our waterways by taking simple steps around our homes and businesses to reduce nutrient pollution. Let's pick up after our pets, limit our use of lawn and landscape fertilizer, and direct rain gutters into landscaped areas to let the water percolate in place. Clean water supports seagrass, fish, birds, and manatees, and that's what we love about Florida. To learn more about estuaries, dial 11, and to learn more about Manatee River manatees, dial 22.